Let's all together read the scripture this morning.
记载在约翰福音第二章一到十一节。
In John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11.
好，约翰福音第二章一到十一节。好，翻到时候我们
chapter 2,
我们可以一起来共读今天早上的经文，可以用任何的语言。
You can use any language your choice.
好，预备，请。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which we reveal his glory, and his disciples believe in him.
水变为酒这个故事我们都知道，因为这是耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
We all know the story of turning water into wine because this is the first miracle performed by Jesus.
那既然是第一个神迹，那我相信一定非常重要，而且非常特别。
Since this is the first miracle, it must be very important and very special.
那不像摩西，他把第一个神迹，重要的神迹显在有影响力的法老面前。耶稣没有把这个第一个神迹显行在京城耶路撒冷君王诸侯面前，却把它行在迦拿，位于拉萨的东北处一个小村庄，有默默无闻农家的宴席上面。
Unlike Moses, who performed the first important miracle in front of the influential Pharaohs, Jesus did not perform his first miracle in front of the king or governors in the capital, but he did it in Cana, a small village northeast of Nazareth.At an unknown farmer's wedding banquet.
而且这个神迹也制造了一些争议，因为这成了喜欢喝酒的人最好的支持理由。
And this miracle has caused some controversy because this is the best rationale to support those people who love to drink.
我也相信许多人也很纳闷，以产品价值来说，假如把水变成石油，或是橄榄油还比较值钱，对不对？
I think many people may wonder that from the standpoint of price, it may be worth more to turn water into gasoline or olive oil, right?
如果为了喜宴，为了喜宴要喝的话，那变成牛奶、果汁啊，或者其他饮料，不是更好吗？
If it is only for the purpose of providing beverage at the wedding banquet, isn't it better to just turn it into milk, juice, or other types of drinks?
那为什么耶稣一定要非要把水变成酒呢？
Now, why did Jesus turn water into all that wine?
那是不是要鼓励我们多多喝酒啊？
Was he trying to encourage us to drink?
而且这个神迹发生在一个特别的家庭。
And this miracle took place in a special family.
这个家庭之所以特别，乃是在于一般人都通常都是在有困难的时候请耶稣去，好比家人有人生病快要不行了，好才把耶稣请去。但是这个家庭却因为娶亲宴席快乐的时候，把耶稣请去一同欢乐。
This family is very special because most people would ask Jesus when they are in trouble. For example, people will ask Jesus to go to their house when a family member is about to die. But this family invited Jesus to enjoy with them during the joyful time at their wedding.
不但请了耶稣，而且呢，连耶稣的母亲。还有耶稣的门徒也都一起请去。
They invited not only Jesus, but also Jesus' mother and his disciples.
我想大概这应该是我们所谓的爱屋及乌，爱主至深的表现吧。
I think this really shows how deeply they love the Lord. As a result, they also love everyone associated with Jesus.
所以这个家庭呢，实在配得第一个神迹的祝福的家庭。
So this family really deserved to be the recipient of the first miracle.
但是我相信这个神迹水变为酒，并不是只为了这个家庭，而是因为这个神迹背后有很多的功课可以让我们学习的。
However, I believe that the miracle of turning water into wine is not just for this family. There are a lot of lessons behind this miracle for us to learn.
尤其我们教会目前在推动灵命复苏，我相信水变为酒似乎与灵命复苏也是有重要关联的。
Especially our church is promoting spiritual revival. I believe that there's an important correlation betweenTurning water into wine and spiritual revival.
因为水变成酒的改变，正如我们的生命质量也有一个全新的翻转与改变。
Because the change of turning water into wine is just like a complete overturn and transformation in the quality of our life.
就好像我们的属灵生命可以更加丰富起来。
It will further enriches our spiritual life.
我不晓得我们当中有多少羡慕或是期待，让我们平淡无奇的，就像水一样平淡无奇，可以成为上等美酒那种香醇美酒那样子的丰富。
We don't know how many of us really expecting that to have their life change just like water turning into wine.
如果我们有这样的渴慕，这正是我们要学习的功课。
If we have that kind of expectation, this is the lesson we need to learn.
有没有这样的人？
Is there anybody like that?
没有啊，三个够了。
No?
那怎么样才能够让我们的生命能够水变为 成酒呢？
How can we turn water into wine in our life? In our life?
我们一起来读第一节到第三节，好不好？
Let's read verses 1-3.
大声一点可以吗？不要不理我吧。我刚刚这个
唱
歌弟兄们都很认真啊，所以我们大家一起来有一个正面的回应，好吗？大声一点，预备，请。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
好，第一个原因是他们遭遇困难了。这里讲说水酒用尽了。
The first reason is that they're facing a problem. The wine was gone.
Yeah. 你想哪一个娶亲宴席不被预备足够酒的？但是在这个时候呢，预料这个有些事情无法预料，还是发生了。
Are there any wedding banquets that do not provide enough drinks? But sometimes it is simply impossible to predict what will happen.
我相信这个办喜事的家人并非故意要刁难客人，而是万万没想到居然酒用尽了。
I believe that the family hosting the wedding banquet was not deliberately trying to give their guests a hard time. They never expected that they would run out of wine.
我可以想象说，偏偏在这样的一个欢乐的时刻当中出糗了，最高兴的时候啊，也变成最扫兴的时刻。
It just so happened that they areunexpectedly embarrassed at this happy moment, the most joyful time turning into the most disappointing moment.
其实对我们而言，酒用尽了，也象征有时候我们人的喜乐也可能会到了尽头。
To us, the wine was gone also symbolizes that sometimes our joy may also come to an end.
我们想一想，我们的人生何况不是如此呢？
And our life is also like this.
所谓天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
There's a Chinese saying, "You can never accurately predict the weather, nor our future."
很多事情我们以为有十足的把握，但是结果却是出人意外的失望。
Oftentimes we thought that we would be successful, yet the result was a surprising defeat.
这包括我们的事业、我们的婚姻、我们的儿女、我们的命运，甚至有时候我们的身体健康。
We may involve our career, marriage, children, and even our own health.
通常我们以为势在必行，准备充足的这是好事，结果呢，却让我们跌破眼镜那种尴尬的下场。
Time and again, a well-prepared sure thing turns into a disaster.
我相信类似的经验我们每一个人都有。
This happens to all of us.
于是我们总是感叹，哎呀，命运捉弄人啊。
So we are always whining about our fate.
许多事情发展并不是在我们周详计划之内啊。
Too many things are beyond our control.
这就是人生的无奈。
Life is helpless.
因为我们都不是神，没有一件事情是在我们的掌管之下。
Because we are not God, nothing is completely under our control.
每一个人或多或少都会遇到不同程度的挫折。
One way or another, everyone will experience setbacks of differing degrees.
尽管我们已经做出很大努力去防止、避免失败了，但是难以预料的逆境或困难仍然会临到我们。
Although we have made our best efforts to prevent failures, but we will still encounter unexpected adversity or difficulties.
不过，人生虽然充满难以预料的未知，但正因为如此，才会让我们明白自己的有限，以至于我们可以谦卑下来，承认自己的软弱，以及经历上帝的伟大。
Although life is full of unpredictable unknowns, but it is because of this, it makes us appreciate our limitations, make us humble, help us acknowledge our weakness, and experience God's great power.
所以，尽管我们有很多的无奈，但是当我们遇到难处的时候，请我们不要灰心丧志，也不要对前面的道路失望，因为我们常常说一句话：危机就是。
Although life is filled with lots of frustration, but when we face difficulties, don't lose our will and determination, and don't be disappointed by the roads ahead, because a crisis may also turn into an opportunity.
我相信当我们以正面的态度来面对我们所遭遇的困难挫折，美中不足的遗憾将不会成为我们拦阻经历神大能的供应。因为水变为酒的神迹也将会发生在你我的生命当中。
I believe that if we can face the difficulties that we encounter with a positive attitude, no setbacks will ever be a hindrance to our being able to experience the power of God, because the miracle of turning water into wine will also happen in our lives.
那第二个理由是寻求耶稣。
The second reason is to ask Jesus.
Yeah, 耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Jesus' mother said, they have no more wine.
假如我们是客人，参加婚宴，吃到一半，发现酒被喝光了，那我相信一般人的反应都会觉得，啊，算了吧，反正有那么多丰盛的菜肴，啊，龙虾，这个鲍鱼，啊，还怕不够吃吗？是不是？
If we are invited to a wedding banquet and the wine is gone halfway through the banquet, most of us may feel like, well, never mind. There are still so many delicious dishes and there should be plenty to eat.
但是耶稣的母亲玛利亚却有一个与众不同的反应，她去对耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
But Jesus' mother reacted differently and she said to him, they have no more wine.
这个奇怪的举动，有学者就认为，因为这个主人跟玛利亚是有这关系匪浅，所以他才会替主人焦急，而不是多管闲事。
Some scholars think it is because of her close relationship with the host, so she was anxious for the host and not just being meddling.
但就算如此，当耶稣的母亲一知道酒用尽了，照理讲，应该去找那个管理宴席的人，因为让宾主尽欢，这是他的职责，是他管理调配不当所造成的。
But even so, when Jesus' mother learned that the wine was gone, she was supposed to go to the master of the banquet because it was his responsibility to be fully prepared for all the guests. This problem was caused by his mismanagement.
但是玛利亚这位蒙大恩的女子，她知道这时候来到耶稣的面前寻求帮助才是唯一的解决之道。
But Mary, who was blessed by God's grace, knew that the only solution was to seek help from Jesus.
尤其在当时很不方便的情况之下，再去买酒根本不可能，再去打电话去 order， 人家也没有办法给你送到哇，这个我们像我们的教会 order 餐馆，马上就送过来，没有那样的环境，只有耶稣才能够帮他们解决。
Especially, it was impossible to buy wine under the very inconvenient circumstances at that time. Only Jesus could help them to solve the problem.
他相信耶稣基督是真神，在他凡事都能做。除此以外，没有任何的解决之道，所以他就勇敢地来寻求耶稣。
She believed that Jesus was the only true God, and nothing is impossible for him.And there was no other way to solve the problem, so she fearlessly sought Jesus.
也因正因为玛利亚的这样的一个行动，才有接下来的水变为酒的神迹发生。
Because of her action, and then there was the miracle of the subsequent turning water into wine.
我们想一下，倘若当时玛利亚就算了吧，跟我们一般人就算了，没酒算了吧，还有东西吃，那接下来就没有水变为酒。
If Mary, just like everybody else, said that, well, forget it, then there will be no subsequent miracle.
我们觉得说，哎呀，这小事一桩啊，忍一下就过去了。可是，当你知道有一位无所不能的神可以寻求，可以来寻求，无论大事，无论小事，你不需要客气的，凡事都可以来到神的面前来向他寻求。
You know, sometimes we may think that's a very trivial thing and we can cope with it, no problem. But when you know that there's an almighty God that you can seek, you should come before him to ask for his help in just about anything, no matter how trivial it is.
有时候我们太客气了，可能我们当中很多人也常听过这样的话说，哎，不要麻烦耶稣，麻烦上帝老人家，小事我们自己来，大事了才来寻求神。
Sometimes we're too bashful to ask for Jesus' help. We try to handle small issues ourselves. We'll only ask God for a serious matter.
结果你会发现，你人生已经过了一大半了，还没有发生过一件大事。
Then you will find out more than halfway through your life, nothing major has happened.
在你的生命当中，你几乎可以每一件事情都靠自己解决。那请问你还信靠神什么？
You can resolve on your own almost everything in life, then why do you still need to believe in God?
如果我们深信大事小事我们都可以来到神的面前，那我们有什么好犹豫的呢？
If we deeply believe that we can come before God, no matter how trivial or how serious the matter is, then why are we still hesitating?
即使遭遇困难或是患难，往往逼使我们来到主的面前。
In fact, having difficulties often make us come to the Lord.
因此，倘若我们生活中你遭遇事情，无论是大，无论是小，不但不能够拦阻我们信靠神，反而可以给我们制造机会来寻求他的帮助。
So, if the hardship in our lives, regardless how minute it is, not only does not stop us from trusting God, but also give us the opportunity to seek His help.
正如希伯来书四章十六节所说的，我们一起来读。
As said in Hebrews 4:16, let's all read together.
来
，Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
是的，第二方面我们来看水变为酒的条件。
The second part, let's look at the conditions of turning water into wine.
让我们再一次大声的来读四到八节，好吗？
Let's all read together loudly verses 4 through 8. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, Fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim.And then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
好，同样有两方面的条件。第一个是凭着信心。
There are two conditions. The first one is through faith.
玛利亚她带有信心向耶稣提出要求，但没想到耶稣 的回答，对母亲的回答，我们感觉好像是那么傲慢与不敬，因为他说：“妇人，我与你有什么相干呢？”
Mary had great faith in asking Jesus, but did not expect the insolence and disrespect in Jesus' reply to his mother, saying, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?"
其实并不是耶稣很鲁莽的态度来回应母亲，因为妇人，这是在犹太人一种很尊敬的一个平常说话的态度。
It's not that Jesus was rude to respond to his mother. Woman in Jews is a common and respectful attitude in verbal communication.
但也是他们对长辈女性礼貌的一个称谓。
It is also a courteous way of addressing an elder woman.
就像在台湾以前这个受日本同学，我们讲日语讲欧巴桑欧弟桑类似这样的一个话，不是在骂说你这个老先生啊，这个老妇人，不是那意思，也是一种尊称的方式。
Just like in Taiwan, those older people, they were educated by Japanese. When we call them obasan, ojisan, we're not trying to say that they're old man and old woman. We just say it's a way of respectfully addressing them.
那这里呢，接下来这一句反而比较困难，说我与你有什么相干呢？
The next sentence say, "What do I have to do with you?" This is more a problem.
这不是说要跟他母亲划清界限，脱离干系啊，而是提醒玛利亚。虽然她身为耶稣母亲的这个特殊身份，但是她也不能够以此来介入或干预，来超越神的主权。
You know, it is not meant to draw a line from his mother, but to remind Mary that even though she is Jesus' mother, she cannot use her special relationship to intervene and surpass the authority of God.
况且耶稣也很清楚地来表明说，他的时候还没有到。
Jesus has also made it clear that his time has not yet come.
这个时候指的是主耶稣借死得荣耀的时刻还没到。你太早行动反而会带给耶稣事工上的拦阻。
It was referring to the glorious moments of our Lord Jesus through his death. Acting prematurely would actually bring a hindrance to the work of Jesus.
那然而令人意外的时候 的事呢，是当玛利亚听到耶稣类似拒绝的这个回应，照理讲应该马上就停止要求，我说啊，对不起对不起啊，道歉，我下次不敢了，不会了哈。但是他竟然锲而不舍继续寻求求告耶稣。
Surprisingly, however, when Mary heard Jesus' refusal-like reply, she should have stopped requesting immediately or even apologized that it would never happen again. But she went on and on to ask Jesus.
只是接下来呢，她的态度改变了，她不以肉身母亲的地位做出越权指挥神旨的行动，反而以坚定的信心大胆地对佣人说你告诉他们做什么他告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
Nevertheless, she did not act as the biological mother of the Lord in exceeding her authority to direct the Son of God. On the contrary, she boldly told the servants with firm faith, "Do whatever he tells you to."
我相信这是玛利亚她信心的一个跨越，他放弃了对自己的坚持，而让神亲自来主导。所以他说：“神怎么说，你们就怎么做。”
I believe this is the breakthrough in faith on the part of Mary, abandoning her insistence, "Let God Himself lead. You do whatever God says."
所以耶稣看见玛利亚这样的信心，于是就给她成就了。
Jesus saw Mary's faith.So he made it happen.
所以换一句话说，信心呢不是说你决定了什么事情，然后上帝就要照你的方式来成就。信心乃是放下你自己的主权，全然信靠神的大能。
In other words, faith is not that you decide to accomplish things by having God listen to you. Faith is the determination to put aside your own will and fully trust the Almighty God.
今天我们同样需要这样的信心，来成为我们生命跨越的行动与灵命成长的代价。
Today, we also need to have this kind of faith to propel our breakthrough in life and pay the price for spiritual revival.
否则我们的信心只会停留在理智上的同意，而不会有付诸行动的代价。
Otherwise, our faith will always stay in a stage of intellectual concurrence, but without any real action.
第二个条件呢，是要借着顺服。
The second condition is through obedience.
那第七节、第八节，我们再读一次，好不好？
Let's read verses 7 and 8.
请。
Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
当耶稣吩咐这些佣人要如何做，果真这些佣人就全然顺服，照着耶稣的吩咐去行了，一点疑惑都没有。
When Jesus instructed the servants what to do, the servants, without any doubts, completely obeyed and followed Jesus' orders.
可是稍微有一点常识的人都会知道，这样的做法是违反逻辑或是违反自然定律的。
But anyone with a little bit of common sense will know that this approach is against the logic and the laws of nature.
因为按照犹太人的传统规矩，他们的习惯，这六口石缸呢，是一般人房子在外面里面所摆设，是盛装雨水，下雨雨水的时候，那剩的这些水呢，要给客人洗脚做洁净用的。
Because according to Jewish tradition, the rainwater contained in these six stone jars is used to wash and clean the feet.
这个在很多在农村有很多还是用这样的方式来盛装雨水来浇灌，我想我们这个能够理解。
In the remote village, we know they still have this kind of jars to contain the rainwater. We can understand that.
所以首先这些石缸呢，常年摆在外面风吹日晒。不是很干净的，可能里面有很多什么虫啊，就钻来钻去啊。
First of all, the stone jars placed outside the house are not very clean. There may be a lot of bugs inside.
然后呢，他叫这些佣人把这个缸可能缸方也是半满而已，把它装满水然后这个水之后，然后舀这个是什么水？洗脚水啊，舀来给人喝啊。开什么玩笑？
So he told the servants, you fill it up with water and then scoop it out for people to drink. The water meant to be used for washing the feet?
那请问，如果有人端这个洗脚水来给你喝，你敢喝吗？
If somebody bring you this feet washing water, do you dare to drink?
敢喝的举手。
Anybody who dare, please raise your hands.
洗脚水啊。洗脚水，我不是说敢喝耶稣端的这个水，我是说敢喝洗脚水。你是洗脚，因为一般的常理不同啊。
Well, this is just against our common sense.
所以，如果你敢喝，你看看，你下次你帮你太太洗脚的洗脚水，你端来洗完之后不要浪费啊，我来喝完。
If you're really there, next time when after you wash your wife's feet, and just say don't throw it away, I'll drink it.
这个是违反常理的。
This is against the logic and common sense.
那幸好玛利亚没有直接找那个管宴席的，因为这个结果可能会被自认聪明的管宴席的这个人误认为是你是来闹场搞破坏的，简直在侮辱我们的智商啊！而全部都把他赶出去，可能有这样的结果。
Fortunately, Mary did not go directly to the master of the banquet. If she did, the capable master of the banquet could have mistakenly thought that they had come to sabotage and insult his intelligence. All of them could have been kicked out of the wedding party.
所以顺服并不是说我们不要用大脑去分析逻辑常识，而是我们要清楚我们所顺服的对象是谁。
Being submissive doesn't mean that we don't use the logic and common sense in our brain to judge, but we need to be clear to whom we should obey.
那水变为酒，请注意，是耶稣所行的第一个神迹，那表示他以前没有行过神迹，所以从来没有听过耶稣行过任何的神迹，这些佣人啊，但是呢，竟然他们愿意单纯的谦卑顺服。就是单凭玛利亚的那句话，玛利亚对他说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
Because turning water into wine is the first miracle performed by Jesus, these servants had never before heard of or seen the miracle performed by Jesus. Nonetheless, they were willing to humbly obey simply because of the words of Mary. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
这些佣人之所以没有怀疑而照着去做，全是因为玛利亚她的信用背书。假如玛利亚本身没有好的榜样，常常说谎，不受尊重，那她的话根本不会产生功效的。
The reason why the servants did not question and just follow her instruction was because of Mary's credibility. If Mary herself did not set a good example and was not respected, her words would not have any effects.
然而，正因为借着有人愿意顺服之后，接下来才发生了这些神迹，否则所有来参加喜宴的人都没有办法经历到这水变为酒的喜乐。
Only through the obedience the miracles will happen. Otherwise, no wedding guests will be able to experience the joy of turning water into wine.
你知道吗？后来水变成上等好酒之后，管宴席的人到现在都还不知道。只有舀水的佣人知道这是怎么来的，是因为只有顺服的人才能够经历并见证其主奇妙的作为。
You know, after the water was turned into wine, the master of the banquet did not realize, and only the servants who had drawn the water knew, because only those who are fully obedient can experience and witness the wonderful work of God.
同样的，我们若肯完全顺服主，就可以让别人从我们的身上品尝出不一样的味道出来。
In the same way, if we are willing to totally obey our Lord, others can see the difference in us.
所以在顺服之前，一些功课是要预备的。
So before we obey, there are some lessons we need to do.
正如玛利亚的生命见证是要被看到，是被肯定的。同样，我们要叫人顺服之前，我们也要一些的预备，是让人可以来借着这样的信心可以来顺服的。
So before we obey, we need to have some examples in our lives so people can see, just like Mary.
最后呢，水变成酒所带来的影响。
Lastly, the effects of turning water into wine.
让我们来读第十节到十一节，好吗？预备。
Let's read verses 10 and 11. And said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper one after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him."
第一个影响是人蒙祝福。
The first effect is people are blessed.
原来这六口石缸本来是来预备遵守旧约律法洁净规矩的，这原来是律法的束缚，反倒成为一个蒙福的工具。
Originally, these six stone jars were intended to be used to comply with the clean rules in the law of the Old Testament. What was originally meant to be restraints stipulated in these laws instead became a vehicle of blessing.
那根据圣经学者的研究，每口石缸大概可以装20到30加仑的水。所以六口石缸满满的水，将近有180加仑的上等美酒。
According to the biblical scholars, each of these stone water jars can hold about 20 to 30 gallons of water. Six jars full of water contains nearly 180 gallons of choice wine.
那我们有没有概念哦？一个三十加仑的，就是我们那个大垃圾桶的这个体积啊，三十加仑那么大。
Can we picture that 30 gallon is like a big trash can?
有六个大的哈，这个这么大的这个酒装满了酒，然后呢，我可能两滴就醉了哈，我不晓得你们可以喝多少可以醉，这么多的美酒啊。
We have six of them. That's 180 gallons, and it only takes about 2 drops for me to be drunk. I don't know about you, and we have so much wine here.
哇，这个祝福实在是太大了。
Such great blessing is really great.
酒本身当然无罪，但酒能够带给人欢乐，酒也能带给人灾难、伤害及犯罪行为。所以圣经对于醉酒、酗酒的警告与劝诫，远比喝酒的好处太多太多了。
The wine itself is certainly innocent. The wine can bring joy to people. Alcohol can also bring to people disaster, injury, and criminal behavior. The warnings and exhortations in the Bible about drunkenness are far more than the benefits of drinking.
所以很明显的，耶稣在这里特意把水变为酒，并不是鼓励大家要经常喝酒，多多喝酒，而是要让人可以经历上帝的大能，可以使一般很普通的水转变成上等美酒，让整个宴席成为高潮，正如人的生命也可以经历这种美好的改变，让整个生命可以成为丰盛，这不正是人生最大的福分吗？
So it is clear that Jesus turned the water into wine was not intended to encourage frequent or increased drinking, but let people experience God's almighty power. God can turn ordinary water into choice wine so that the banquet can reach its climax. Likewise, our lives can also experience a beautiful change so that our ordinary lives become more abundant. Isn't this the greatest blessing of life?
这个管宴席的人，他不知道这个酒是怎么来的，所以他就怒气冲冲跑去找新郎。他说：“人家都是摆上上的好酒，客人喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留在如今。”
The master of the banquet did not know where this wine come from. So when he went to talk to the bridegroom, said that everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper one after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
哇，这个新郎一定被骂得一头雾水哦，但是也不知道怎么来的。哎，但是呢，这背后告诉我们所代表的是什么？是渐入佳境，越来越好的光景，越丰盛的生命。这就是神赐给我们最好的福气。
This can represent that our life is getting better and better and becoming more and more abundant. This is the blessing that God gives to us.
我们有没有渴慕我们的生命也能够有这样的祝福？我们的生命渐入佳境，越来越好啊！
Do we also want our life to get better and better?
有人觉得说啊，耶稣以水变酒啊，简直是多此一举。宴席都进入一半了，客人半饱了哈，好酒坏酒也都分不出来，差不多了。
Some people may think that Jesus turning water into wine is superfluous. It was already halfway through the banquet. Most guests were more than half full and couldn't really tell the difference between choice wine and cheap wine.
正如我们有时候也觉得说，哎呀，我都活到这把年纪了，啊，有没有改变无所谓了，差不多了，差不多了。
Similarly, we will sometimes feel that we have already lived our life till this stage. It is no longer relevant whether there is or is not a change.
不错，这是世人一般的想法。但是我们知道，神乐意把施恩赐福给我们，总是把最好的祝福给我们，期待我们生命有丰盛的改变。
That is right. This is the thinking in the secular world. However, our God is willing to bless us with grace and always gives the best blessing, hoping that our lives will experience the change into abundance.
神要把最好的给你，你说我不要，那你想神还会给你吗？
God want to give you the best. You said no. Do you think he was going to give it to you?
神要给你是在他认为正确的时机，而不在这我们认为认定的时候来成全。
God will give it to you at what he thinks is the right time, but not at the time of our choice.
神丰盛的恩典临到我们，如同给予我们上等的美酒，他是给我们上等最好的，因为上帝那里只有最好的，没有次好的。
God's abundant grace given to us is just like giving us the finest wine. It is always the best because God only has the best to give us, not the second best.
而且神把最好的都给我们，就是赐下他的独生爱子耶稣基督，为了拯救我们做了挽回祭，借着他甘愿为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，牺牲了他的性命，以至于每一位相信他的人都可以得到救恩。你说我们能不蒙福吗？
God has actually already given us the very best. He gave us his only beloved son as a sacrifice to save us. Jesus Christ sacrificed his life on the cross for us so that everyone who believes in him can have salvation. Can you say that we are not blessed?
第二个影响乃是神得荣耀。第十一节接下来说
The second effect is God reveal his glory. The verse 11 says,
他说因为这些神迹就显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Verse 11 says that what Jesus he did here in Galilee was the first sign of through which he revealed his glory and his disciples believe in him.
好，神迹这个字呢，在原文里面有三个，在中文都是讲神迹，但是在英文里面有三个不同的解释，不同的词。
There are three words associated with the original word miracle.
那在原文这三个意思呢，是第一个是可以翻译成异能，或是奇事，或是记号。
These three words are the dynamics, miracle, or sign.
那在约翰福音所有提到神迹的地方，都用 sign 这个字，记号来称神迹。
In the book of John, sign is used for miracle.
那为什么从神而来的记号那么重要呢？
But why is the sign from God so important?
因为要显出神的荣耀。
For it is to reveal the glory of God.
那到底什么是神的荣耀呢？
What is the glory of God?
啊，我们过去以为说啊，神得荣耀的方式就是借着我们祷告、唱诗啊，或赞美，或者我们拍拍手啊，把一切荣耀归给神。哇，这就是神得荣耀。
In the past, we thought that God is glorified through our prayers and praises by singing hymns or clap our hands.
并不能说这完全错误，但是神得荣耀更确切的来说乃是描述神临在的光景。
We cannot really say that this is totally wrong, but the glory of God is really describing the presence of God.
也就是说，显出神的荣耀，我们就会看见神同在的大能，而这大能必定带来人心的改变。
Revealing His glory, that means that we can see the power of God's presence.
而这个改变，正如圣经所记载的，这些门徒就信了耶稣。
And this power can certainly bring about a change of heart, as recorded in Bible.As a result, the disciples believe in Jesus.
啊，接下来问题来，我相信我们在座很多人脑筋动得很快。那为什么需要这个神迹来记号来显出神的荣耀呢？第一个问题。
But you know, a few questions arise. First, why do we need to reveal God's glory through miracle?
啊，举例来说，我们就清楚了。我们当中有很多人是从外地搬过来这里，跟我一样。那来到这个城市，尔湾这个城市呢？他说你第一次来的时候，开着车看到哇，进入南加州，看到一个牌子，那个记号写着尔湾，那你就知道你已经到了尔湾这个地方了。
You know, for example, a lot of people have recently moved to the city of Irvine, and when you driving, come to the Irvine, you see a sign of Irvine on the side of the road.It indicates that you have already reached the city of Irvine.
但是这个牌子，这个记号本身，它不是尔湾啊！我不是看到尔湾，我就抱着那个牌子说：“哎呀，我真喜欢尔湾！”不是这样子的。
But the sign itself is not Irvine, and so you don't need to really embrace the sign and saying that I really like you, Irvine.
这个牌子只是一个功能，只是指向、指导、指引人，告知这个地方就是尔湾了。
And the function of this sign is simply to direct and inform people that this place is Irvine.
同样的，当我们看见神迹的时候，这是一个指向神的记号，借此你就知道神在这里，就显出神同在的大能与他的神性。
Similarly, when we see a miracle, this is a sign of God, and through this sign, you know that God is here, revealing the great power and divinity of God.
所以神迹本身不是神，所以不需要特别的高举或推崇，但是也不要拒绝或排斥。
Miracles themselves are not God. They don't need to be lifted up or praised, but there's no need to reject or exclude them either.
有人说啊，今天已经没有神迹了。
Some people say that there's no longer any miracle today.
但是我要告诉你， 假如你的生命可以让人看见上帝同在的记号，那个就是神迹了。
But I want to tell you, if people can see the presence of God in your life, that is a miracle.
而且神也就得着荣耀了。
And God is glorified.
所以神得着荣耀方式并不是靠我们的嘴巴，那更是我们的生命活出神同在的记号。
Therefore, God is not just glorified through our mouths. Rather, it is primarily the sign of God's presence in our lives.
神得荣耀的结果就是人心得着改变，其中包括那些跟随耶稣的门徒们都信了耶稣。
The result of the glory of God is the change in our hearts. This includes the disciples who follow Jesus and have all believed in him.
不过接下来的问题更麻烦了。这些门徒不是已经跟随耶稣了吗？怎么会对耶稣没有信心呢？
But then we have a bigger problem. The disciples had already followed Jesus. How could they not have faith in Jesus?
没错，因为信心的程度是有大小的。以前他们是小信，相信耶稣是他们的老师，可以学到很多的功课。但是现在他们相信耶稣是真神，可以经历他的大能。
Yes, because they are varying degrees of faith. Initially, they only had a little bit of faith, believing that Jesus was their teacher, and they could learn a lot from him. But now, believing that Jesus is the true God, and people can experience his great power.
这就是为什么耶稣在行这件神迹上面没有请门徒来帮忙，因为他们根本没有足够的信心来参与。
This is why Jesus did not ask his disciples for help in his miraculous sign because they did not have enough faith to participate.
你说，哎，没有信心，上帝还呼召他们啊？
Why did God call them? Why they did not have enough faith?
其实我们想一想，今天我们许多人已经被呼召成为基督徒了，但是我们的信心仍是小的，生命仍未经历神得荣耀。
Today, many people have been called to become Christians, but their faith is still little, and their lives have not yet experienced the glory of God.
因为神没有在他们的生命当中实际掌权，难怪他们的生命不能够经历神将水变成酒那样丰富的供应。
Their lives are not yet led by God. No wonder their lives cannot experience from God the abundant supply like turning water into wine.
除非我们像门徒一样可以亲自经历神的荣耀，于是我们的信心就会有了跨越和提升，否则我们的灵命就无法长进与复苏。
Unless we, like the disciples, experience the glory of God ourselves,so that our faith can break through and grow. Otherwise, our spiritual life cannot grow and be revived.
而当我们经历神荣耀之后，我们也才会真正的在他事工上被主更多的使用，正如这些门徒一样，可以继续的被神使用来跟随耶稣，侍奉耶稣。
And when we experience the glory of God, we'll be truly used in his ministry, just like the disciples who could continue to be used by GodTo follow Jesus and serve Jesus.
原来耶稣将水变为酒的目的，重点已经不是在让我们知道基督徒到底能不能喝酒，而是让我们明白他的全能与权柄与大能，可以丰富我们单调的生命，改变我们的命运，成为丰盛与喜乐的满满祝福。
Originally, the main purpose of Jesus turning water into wine is not to let us know whether Christians can drink or not, but to let us understand that God's almighty power can enrich our lives and change our destiny to become full of blessings and joy.
并且让上帝的生命可以在我们的身上，让上帝可以在我们身上得着荣耀，这样我们才是真正得着灵命的复苏。
And so it's to let God be glorified in us so that we are truly spiritually revived.
在旧约，水变为血，是摩西在埃及实在是头一灾。但在新约呢，水变为酒，是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
In the Old Testament, turning water into blood was the first disaster of 10 that Moses dropped in Egypt. In the New Testament, turning water into wine is the first miracle performed by Jesus.
在律法时代，耶稣水变，摩西水变为血，使人受罚。但是在新约恩典时代，耶稣水变为酒，使人快乐。
In the age of the law, Moses turning water into blood punished people, and in the age of grace, Jesus turning water into wine made people joyful.
水变为酒实在是何等的宝贵，我们的生命也需要水变成酒，可以变得更加的珍贵。
Turning water into wine is really precious. And in our lives, we also need to turn water into wine, which can make our lives more precious.
为了经历水变为酒，灵命得到复苏，你必须把主耶稣请到你生命的宴席，邀请他来在你生命中一同坐席，你可以与他分享你生命中的喜悦，并他来掌管你一生的道路。
In order to experience turning water into wine and receive spiritual revival, you must invite the Lord Jesus to the banquet of your life. Invite Him to be with you in your life, share with Him the joy of your life, and let Him take charge in the journey of your life.
如此你的生命将更加珍贵与蒙福。
So that your life will be more precious and blessed.
因此让我们都一起来经历灵命的复苏，使我们的一生不再如同水一样平淡无奇，而是能够得着如同那上等美酒那样的丰富，能够经历香醇美味的蒙福人生，来祝福我们周围的人，好不好？
Together, let's all experience spiritual revival so that our lives are no longer as plain as water, just like having choice wine. We can experience the magnificent life of blessingsAnd bless the people around us. All right?
让我们一起来起立来回应这首歌，他自己，我们过去，现在我们要重新的翻转。
Let's all stand up and sing the responsive hymns himself.
理解来，欠我要的福祉，今要得着主。欠我的感觉，今要主言语；欠我推门尊旨，今要赐恩主；欠我寻求医治，今要主自己。永远高举耶稣，赞美主不歇，一切在耶稣里，耶稣是我一切。
Let's pray.
谢谢主，
Thank you, Lord.
可以在我们生命当中来彰显。
Your almighty power can be present in our life.
使我们平淡无奇的生命也可以得到翻转，如同水变成酒。
Our plain life can be turned over and transformed just like a water turning into wine.
主要帮助我们，让我们愿意来挑战我们自己的生命，可以更加的蒙福。
Lord, please help us so we can more challenge our lives so we can be more blessed.
不是让我们沾沾自喜，让我们去得到一个更高傲的地位，而是让我们可以为着主的缘故，愿意成为别人的祝福。
It's not that we just want to make ourselves happy to get a higher position. We want to be because of you so we can be the blessing for others.
因为你应许你来这个世界上，借着耶稣基督是要叫我们得生命，并且得的更加的丰盛。
The promise that you gave us when you come to this world, you want to give us a more abundant life.
让我们平淡无奇的一般的水也可以成为上等美酒那样香醇甘美。
So our life as plain as water can be just like the choice wine.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
否则我们就浪费虚度我们的光阴。
Otherwise, we'll be wasting our life.
在我们一生的道路当中，我们要活出那样子的祝福。
In our life, we want to live to a life that was your blessings.
我们才有力量来翻转整个世界。
So we have the strength to turn this world.
主啊，你把这个城市交给我们。
So you give us this city.
主啊，让我们在南城县一带许多尚未得救的百姓，主让我们有负担。
So let us to be burdened to a lot of people in South Orange County.
除非你先翻转我们的生命，否则我们实在是无能为力。
Please transform our life, otherwise we are powerless.
除非我们愿意立志，我们渴慕得到生命的翻转，否则的话，我们只会羞愧你的名。
We want to make a, we have the will to transform our life, otherwise we cannot, we are unworthy to your grace.
求主复兴我们。
Please revive us.
求主责备我们，也求主加添力量给我们。
Please strengthen us.
让我们从今以后不再一样。
So we'll be different in the future.
因为耶稣基督的大能将要我们在我们生命当中做彻底的改变和翻转。
Because of the almighty power that you have given us, so we can turn over our life.
以至于我们也可以经历水变为酒的喜乐。
So we can experience the joy of turning water into wine.
垂听我们在你面前同心的祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Listen to our prayer in the victorious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.